City Republican leadership update with State Senator John Braun. Washington has a shortage of law enforcement officers. Is there any progress to report in that area?
We've been talking about the challenges our state has had with crime for a number of years. Both violent and nonviolent crime have grown tremendously in the last 5 years. In particular, kind of came to light during the pandemic and shortly, and really after the majority put some really anti-police kind of pro-criminal bills into place in 2021, it just got worse. I mean, we were already the worst in the nation, but now, you know, we were 50 out of 50, or some people say 51 out of 50 because we're worse than Washington, D.C. also. But it got decidedly worse during the pandemic, and we really haven't recovered from that. We have a long way to go. Just to get back to number, 50, we have to hire thousands of law enforcement officers just to get back there. And frankly, if we're going to get back to the median, say, so we're the middle of the country, which is where I think we ought to be. We don't have to be at the top. We ought to be somewhere near the middle. It's a billion-dollar a year challenge. So it's expensive. There's some work going on this year. We've been talking about it. And Senator Holey from Spokane has been working on it for 3 years now. He dropped a bill starting 3 years ago that would put $100 million into local law enforcement through municipalities, cities, counties, also tribal governments, to hire local law enforcement officers around the state. And it's just a step in the right direction, but it's a big step. And the interesting thing is, 3 years ago, we couldn't even get a hearing. Now it's become a priority for our new Democratic governor. Our Democratic colleagues have started to embrace this idea. I think we're going to get it done this year and make a step in the right direction.
Senate Republican Leadership Update with State Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.